Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Fucking disgrace. That's a story for you. It's fucked.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's hump day with Swanee and friends, Dane Swan, Samantha Richards, making a triumphant return.
Yes.
Grab that microphone, Sam.
Thank you. Near you. I'm so glad it was nowhere near me for that off-air chat. It was.
We generally put most of the shit on air. That we
usually do. We usually have a rule in this room.
I'm happy to go on air with it.
That's two of us.
We usually just hit record when we come in here. We don't have a pre-match meeting.
You know what? I'm sensing a theme here. Our lives get put on, but every time something fucking Samantha talks about, it's always off air. Like, mine and Ralph, we're fucking open books. We come here and just spill it all out, but old Samantha rolls in and goes, off the record, obviously.
We're talking about boxes being ticked and tickled. And
Sam.
Yes.
We are not just male beat.
No, this is true.
we're people. We have feelings.
Yes.
Men have feelings too. Yeah.
Men and
women. I might write a book. Men have feelings too.
Another one.
Well, you know, I'm a bestseller in this country.
Certainly the bestseller in this room.
Nice of your return, anyway. Thank to your you. Own podcast.
Yeah, just
back feeling well.
Yeah, feeling much better. No mask.
What was wrong with you? Because you said you had a. What did you think you said?
I thought I had RSV.
What's that again?
Which is respiratory syncytial virus. It goes around children.
Can men, women, and non-binary people get them.
All of the boxes can get that one. It's prevalent amongst children. It's usually a children's virus, and it runs rampant through daycare. I'm surprised Tate hasn't got it. Distinctive smelling nappy, that's for sure. It burns the nostril hairs.
But, I may have had it then.
Yeah, well, quite possibly. You can get it. It's just not as common, but I've had it twice off Noah. And when you do a PCR these days, they test for RSV because it's going around.
Why are you doing PCR?
I haven't had a PCR in months, but the last
in months?
Months. The last
So you've
time
had one
it,
this year?
Yeah, because I teach children, so I was quite ill.
You work with children now as well.
Yes, I do. Mm. I was quite ill, and to go back.
So you still have to get a PCR to go to teach with children?
I was very, very ill, and we were down. The staff were down. There was two out with COVID. One was overseas with her honeymoon, so it was just three of us running the studio, and there's usually about six or seven. So she was like, "Do you really need the day off?" And I was like, "I'm on my deathbed here." As she said, "If it's COVID, don't come in. If it's anything else, we need you." So I went and had a PCR for her, and it came back. At the time, negative to COVID and positive for for RSV.
So what did you have?
Last week,
yeah.
I had COVID for 4 days.
So you've had them both in what, a week?
I don't know if I didn't go and have a PCR, so I don't know if I had.
So you had COVID last week, and you walked into this room with me, Ralph, and Nazim here. You coughed all over the place and didn't use your mask properly.
Well, I used a mask and I didn't cough, and I tested before I came, and I was negative.
It was a loose-fitting mask, I must say.
This is the thing, right? Like, I clearly was symptomatic, but I did all the right things. I tested negative, and I didn't test positive until the next afternoon.
And 2 years ago, you'd been thrown in jail.
I know.
For fucking walking around with COVID.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
The life just for walking around full stop.
Yeah, you know exactly. Yeah, 5 kilometres. You are a long way from home. So, yeah, you'd be thrown in jail for years.
As we know on our WhatsApp, every 5 kilometres.
Exactly.
Not far off now.
Still coming. I'd have to have a packed lunch to get here. But Stephen somehow didn't get it, which I'm grateful for because man COVID is way worse.
Oh, of course.
Well, that is sexist.
That's the truth.
That's disgusting.
COVID. Person COVID.
Exactly. Imagine if I said something derogatory about women.
Is that derogatory?
I don't know.
It's only offensive if that's the way you view it, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
Have you been alive? I haven't even seen you on social media anyway.
I know. What are you doing?
You're
alive.
You're not giving your opinion. You're not alive.
No, I've been around. No, I was in. I was. Me and Nick Maxwell were away on the weekend doing some charity work.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, yeah. We were down in Portland.
Nice. I lived in Portland for 3 months.
Did you?
Nice part of the world. Proper people.
We got the right Portland?
Well, as in Victoria?
Not Oregon. Well, yes, wait, yes, that one. Yes, yes. Yeah, no, it was fucking horrendous weather, though.
Oh, when it hits it, yeah.
Oh, mate, it was nasty. Yeah. Flew in on a little plane. Pilot was 22.
What have you done with your life?
I was like, okay. Jesus, it looked like a hot dog were flying in. It was that small. But we got there and back all right. For the Stroke Foundation, I think. Raised some money for the foundation, I guess.
Matt Maxey's type of humour, a bit different level to what you tend to bring to a table.
Yeah, well, we didn't. It was a ball, so it wasn't. Oh. Wasn't really a, you know, where I shine, so to speak. with all the commoners, you know, just that wasn't. We went to the pub.
Do they identify as commoners?
I think the people from Portland are pretty common.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like myself. Yeah. No, we just had to go to the pub on the. It was a fucking huge Collingwood contingent. That's why I think Maxie's been doing it for, you know, 15 years, 10 years or something like that. And they've tried to get me up there a while, but usually.
So hang on. So Maxie asked you to do it?
Yeah.
Do you know how to ask people to do things, Dave?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Useless. I'm good at it.
I mean, how many months have I been saying, can you just ask your mates? Can you just ask your mates?
Well, my mates have been 2 weeks. I don't have many friends.
2 weeks out.
I don't have many friends.
Doesn't necessarily have to be friends. Dane, can you ask this person? Yeah, yeah, yep. Dane, did you ask this person? Oh, yeah, yeah, yep. Have you asked him? Oh, no. Yeah, yeah, yep.
In the meantime, Samantha and I get the guests.
I have asked people. I have. But no, it's because we had to go to the pub.
How do you get through life? Sometimes I genuinely, this is a question. How, Dane, I'm baffled sometimes as what? To how you get by. How, what and do you mean? Secondary to that,
how I get
how
by.
Does Taylor survive you?
What do you mean?
What do you think of that answer? I'm just happy that you said it because you were talking behind Dane's back on this very topic. So now you can just tell it to his face.
I'm just wondering sometimes how.
How what?
Because you're just such a cruisy guy. You literally just float. Nothing bothers you.
Yeah.
You're just like.
Well, that's how I get by.
You turn up.
Exactly.
And everything seems to be done. And you're like, oh, this is good, isn't it?
Well, that's what I do.
So at home, is it like.
You think this is easy?
Make it a record breaking.
I don't know. You think this is easy?
It's a record breaking way.
Mate, I put my blood, sweat and tears into my 15-year career to be able to sit back and do nothing.
Was that a conscious choice at the time? Were you like, I fucking better go after that ball because after this is done.
Oh, I can have decades of doing fuck all.
Yes, exactly. What do you mean I'm here? Dropping my son off at daycare half an hour ago?
No, I'm not. And
do the daycare workers go, well, Daddy's off to work.
Yeah, he does. I was like, I'd drop him and run, so I've got somewhere to be.
They'd just be the workers would be looking at each other. There's Dane working again.
Just off.
He'll probably change into his suit once he gets in the car.
Well, funny. So I'm about to start a job.
Are you?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Breaking news. I don't know if I can use this word, but like a real job?
Well, what do you, I would classify a real job as something that
you have
brings in money.
Yeah, right. Fair enough.
Well, something.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't have like if you do a podcast from home, you're not going to work. You know what I mean? Something
you're
that
still
you,
working though. If you
yeah, an action like, right. that an action that you do that which brings in an income, I would imagine that would be work.
Yeah, right. I would agree with that statement.
Yeah. No, I'm going to start doing something in the new year.
Are you?
Yeah, just a couple of days a week.
Just like
just to get out the house.
The tools. Get out the house. Is it hard at home?
I'm not on the
couch.
It's hard everywhere.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
life's hard. Choose your heart.
You know what I mean? No, I'm going to start doing some work with my cousin and his company.
What's inspired that, Dane? Just because I have enough of watching.
They've been trying to do it. Been trying to save for 6 or 7 years, but you know, now's probably the right time.
Did you say I'd been trying to save?
Oh, we've been talking about it for forever,
right.
But you know. I don't know. I haven't asked him what's going on with her for 6 years. So finally just figured out.
And what are you going to do? Like, I feel like...
just some business development.
Yeah, I was going to say. I feel like that's what football is going to.
The man we can't name was sort of floating around in his post-football career for a few years. And then he found a role in business development.
Yeah.
And it basically involved getting pissed with clients at
lunch. Hey, yeah. Hey, don't reveal all our secrets.
And my clothes?
Oh, yeah, not bad.
Yeah. Our friend Kernsey did that for many years.
You're not far away. So yes. He owns a labour hire construction company, KPI. So, jump on board. Family business and...
Giving back still.
Mate, the unfortunate thing is they have business in Sydney and on the Gold Coast. So
I might have to travel.
Exactly. I may have to, you know, go up to Brisbane for a couple of nights, you know, midweek go up to Sydney. It's going to be tough, but, you know. I'm not sure how that led to me being in Portland, but...
So back to you being in Portland. No, hang on, one more. But one more. Does this mean because you're getting a real job, you're now going to get your LinkedIn profile?
That's the work one, isn't it? That's
the work. Isn't it? Dane, let me tell you. I think it's the polar opposite to Twitter, so I wouldn't be uploading Twitter-like statuses on LinkedIn.
I don't know. That'll be a question for my boss, my cousin. If he wants me to have one, I guess I'll do it.
Will it be? Well, have you worked out how to get an urn from your cousin without Pickers getting a share?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, Liam doesn't. He didn't know about it until fucking 5 minutes ago. So he's an avid listener of this podcast. So he might try and get his 20% hooks in. No, but we'll obviously talk about that in the new year once the construction industry shuts down in a month or something like that.
They had a big day yesterday, the boys.
Yeah, yeah.
About for their team.
It's going well.
Hey, back to Portland.
So we had to go to the pub during the day. Mate, it's huge. Collingwood and Geelong, that's all they break for up there.
Yeah.
Massive, massive. So, and obviously Collingwood supporters are everywhere, but massive. We had to go to the pub at, you know, lunchtime, whatever, and the pub was packed full of Collingwood people. Me and Maxie just spoke for probably 20, 25 minutes. To everyone there, then spent most of our time photos and autographs, which was lovely. And then we had a feed, a couple of beers, a couple of bets, and then went to the ball. That was a
so you flew out on Sunday night?
No, flew out Sunday morning.
On Sunday morning, yeah.
So
did you wear a suit?
Yep, oh. No tie. It was a ball. I would like to have worn.
Motel
it was fucking
or hotel
freezing though. Pardon?
Motel or hotel? Just say it.
What's the difference?
I think at a motel, they can slide your breakfast through.
I think it was a Quest apartment, a two-bedroom apartment with Nick. So that was, we got the quaddy in Ballarat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which was good. But it was fun. Not lovely people, like you said, salt of the earth. It was great. Someone actually got kicked out before the event started, so that was nice. Table next to us, some kid got...
Geelong or Collingwood supporter?
Don't know.
I'm going to put my money on Collingwood.
He wasn't in a good way. I think he had a couple too many prees.
Yeah, right.
Mate got dragged out before the event started, so that was something new for me.
Went before acceptances.
Yeah, exactly. It was a great night. People were awesome. I think they enjoyed that. Tina Turner... What do you call it, tribute or whatever, and Soul Chisel.
Was her name Rebecca?
Soul Chisel.
So they were good. They were no Robbie Williams.
Yeah, well.
I'm sure they weren't exactly. Samantha Richards doing Robbie Williams, but they were good for a night. That was good to see. So that was my weekend.
You must have been exhausted when you got back Sunday.
Oh, man, I was fucked. I was knackered.
Totally give you space?
I got home about 11:30. Tate went to bed about 12:30, so I had a couple of hours of sleep. And then Wood was up early Monday morning for the NFL. So
it solid, just doesn't stop.
Solid weekend.
Yeah,
actually doing some more charity work this weekend.
Locally, or do you have to travel again?
No, I have to travel.
Mm. All right.
Pretty busy, actually, Friday, Saturday. So I'll be pooped by Sunday.
I'll give a big tick to Brian Lara. My goodness, he was good.
Yeah,
we had him at the Irvine Club on the Friday, and I got to admit, I wouldn't have said this before, obviously, but I wasn't expecting a lot because usually the rule is the bigger the name, the less they have to bring to the table as a speaker. Right?
Yeah. So they just bring their name.
they just bring their name. Mm. Viv Richards is an example. They can talk well, but they don't have to be great. Mm. Brian Lowe was so good.
Funny or interesting?
Well, he got the room, so it's a bloke's. It's a bloke's do. As you've been to a...
That's pretty sexist, that isn't it? Sexist. When are they going to start allowing...
I like Brian Lara.
Why can't Samantha Richie's go?
Well, there were women in the crowd, including Big Fraser Gehrig's sister. Yeah. Because Blake's Army was the charity, an amazing charity, what they've done there. And there were a few women in the room, but it's a bloke's function. You've been to the Members and Friends one, but this one was at Zinc, so it was 600 people. Geez, I was very good up on stage, by the way.
Yeah, we've seen.
I was very, very
we've
good.
We've seen, you've seen the trumpets blowing all over Instagram and Twitter.
It was more the conversation we had before we started rolling work, but... We got away
with
it.
Yeah, right.
We got away with it. But at the end, so as you would well know, you've got your gig, you turn up, you do it, you bring your best and people say thanks and they bought tickets because of this person's name. He went so far over and above, it was ridiculous. So we had the father of Blake. So it's a, look, if you look it up, Blake's Army and Matty Richardson's involved, Fraser Gehrig, a whole heap of Justin Langer on the board. It's a bone marrow.
What's he been up to, Justin Langer?
Yeah, I think he's not overly happy with the guys he used to coach.
Okay,
I reckon he was going to say something shortly, but yeah, just keep your eye on the media on that one. But yeah, so he spoke first. Blake's dad, so he's got bone marrow failure, and you reckon we're talking about bloke's charity? Every father in the room just whacked. So. They raised a lot of money, and then just at the end, Brian got up off his own bat. So everything's Chatham House. Sorry, that's the point I was making. He got the fact there was a bloke's function in quotation marks. So a mate of mine who'd seen him speak at a corporate function, he didn't quite speak it. He brought different material to suit the room. Yeah. He adjusted for the room. But then right at the end, this bit I'm more than happy to say, even though everything's Chatham House rules. So he got up and he said about a friend of his from the West Indies who also had bone marrow failure. He said, so here's the thing. He said he got everyone to stand up, which is an old trick, but he said, Ed, I'll have a beer with you at a private function. We're going to organise. I'm here for the summer. We'll organise a private function. Sit down if you don't want to pay $500. Anyway, sit down if you don't want to pay $1,000. So he got an extra, I think, $20,000 to $30,000 out of the room right at the end of the function.
Wow.
Just for blokes who were going to turn up. And he said, I'll buy the beer, but you've got to pay $1,000. So that was just phenomenal. So the charity's really good. Blake's Army, look at the website.
Or is he here for the summer?
He's here for the summer for the West Indies. But he's enjoyed his time in Australia.
Say, he would have gone all right.
He's might have been part of his speech. Yeah, yeah, he's a very good player.
Oh, I could have.
Very good player.
On and off the field.
Very good player. So he gets a massive tick there. So well played him. And
He's got a massive what?
Tick. I bumped into
I'm sure he does.
Bucks walking in.
Hang on, how did big ticks turn into bucks?
So at the charity, happened to park at the same time.
No, nothing I see there.
And you wouldn't believe it. I invited him along.
To Irvine Club.
Someone else had already invited him along. Brenton Sanderson, who was there. He was busy already talking to other people at a nearby function.
Was that on the Friday?
On the Friday, yeah. Yeah. Hang on. Just go through your braid here. So Nick obviously asked Bucks, but Bucks had a prior engagement, so that's why you got the call up. Is that
no? Probably, yeah, probably. I was low hanging fruit, but nothing to do.
Yes,
yeah, I get the corporate gigs. I get the Portland balls. But no, it was good. It was good.
That's all right. Once you start becoming a working man, you might, once people see you in a suit more, they might go, "Hey, he's the corporate guy we need."
Maybe I could do plenty about leadership building and team building and team bonding. Yeah, getting everyone to work for a common goal.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of stories about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Actually, I think there's a gig that's there for you now. A few people leaving the project.
Yeah. I don't know, what, three in the last week?
I'm thinking woke, Dane.
Yeah. It's right up my alley.
They like to tick a box, Dane.
Oh, absolutely. I don't even think they have a white Australian on there anymore.
I don't think they have an ex-footballer. That's a box that, you know.
Tony Armstrong.
Oh, yes, yes. He pops on every now and then.
He's got me spot.
He played with you for how long? A year, 2 years?
Yeah. I quite like Tony.
Well, he played with me. He was on my list.
Pick that up, please.
He's a very, very nice guy, Tony. Very good. Yeah.
Great success story.
He's flying, isn't he? He's going better than me, so he wins.
Absolutely. Sam, busy week at the cricket?
Yes.
So you went working, and did the staff outnumber the crowd last night?
Not just. I think it was 10,000 there. Someone texted me and said, when are they going to let the fans in?
Mate, the Aussies were an absolute moral to win this series after the Poms winning the 2020.
I just don't quite comprehend. I know it's a different format, but I don't understand how you can do so well last weekend and not show up. Were they still pissed?
Would you like to give me a quick fucking 5-second reason on why?
They must be still pissed. Dave,
you're not a cricket sort of person, but why do you think?
Well, they've just won the World Cup. They've only got to play 3 meaningless one days against Australia, which no one gives a fuck about. So you don't reckon they would have celebrated long and hard their 2020, and then they go, fuck, we'd have come out and play against the Aussies, which we don't give a fuck about because we're all hung up. That would be the reason.
Yeah, right. So it certainly showed.
You don't get that from Gideon Hay and Peter Layla's podcast.
This is true.
You don't get that on the project, do you?
You should.
Yeah, I mean, I know you should. But
well, that's what we were thinking.
They're absolute moral to win that series. No one cares about the one days in unless it's the World Cup.
Why do you think that is?
Because it's like the 2020 has just completely made one days boring and irrelevant.
So did you make some science money out of it?
We're okay.
That's right.
It definitely made it feel long.
You know what I did call the $1.10 for Argentina last night
against Saudi. The
$1.10 ruled my multi. Yeah.
It didn't get the value?
No, it didn't.
So I had a sneaky look on Betfair. Argentina score a goal. They've gone from $1.10 to $1.03. Here's the thing that got me, because you either need an overseas VPN, which I haven't got, or to ring up, so I can't be fucked either way. So I'm just watching Betfair. So then Saudi Arabia score a goal, and then they get in front, and there's about, I reckon, 40 minutes to go.
Yeah, they score
early in the second half. Saudi Arabia then were $5 to win, and they're 2-1 up. And at worst, the smart traders would just say, well, hopefully they can get a goal in the next minute and they'll come in. So that there was money to be made, Samantha.
Absolutely. I was deep in cricket.
Math science, it's gone out again. So I'm committed. I gave it to you. So I'm just saying there's a sprinter in Perth this week, and the Winterbottom Stakes called Miss Contiki.
What's it out to?
Well, I think $13 was available. So anyway, I'm getting some Star Tontes vibes about it. There's some Eastern States horses gone over, and I think she's better than them. So there you go. You have a responsibility.
Before we get
to some list of questions.
Oh, gosh.
The Australian put this in the paper, and this has got me for the two of you.
Australian.
Raw, 14 vegetables, raw or cooked.
What were their names?
Best eaten. Just answer this. Carrots.
Pardon?
Carrots.
Raw or cooked?
Raw or cooked.
What are you smoking at?
Grow up, Samantha.
I know.
It's a tough one with carrots, actually.
Cooked.
Yes.
What do you mean, yes? Is there a right answer?
It must be right. It's in the paper.
It's either cooked or raw.
Has there a right answer?
Because it's in the paper.
No, I thought you said, what's our preference?
Yeah.
No, it's how you should have it.
Oh, I'm just going on my preference.
Yep.
Which is basically law on how they should be cooked. Yeah.
Beetroot, raw or cooked?
Oh,
Cooked. I would say raw.
Yeah, raw.
Well, you don't. If you have beetroot in a salad or sandwich, you don't cook the fucking thing.
Green beans.
Oh, cooked.
Yep. Kale.
You shouldn't put that in your mouth for to begin with.
You?
Cooked.
Okay, I'd say raw.
Raw.
What?
So you're married to a veggie even though you're not married.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think Dane sort of threw the semi-finals on this topic. Celery.
Raw.
Cooked. It's more palatable.
Have you had Jewish chicken soup?
Yeah, more palatable.
Yeah.
Spammy, you triple. You don't even know what that means.
Tomatoes.
Oh, cooked.
Raw.
Cooked.
Thank you.
Potatoes.
Cooked.
Ask them raw.
My daughter used to walk into the just start eating.
Not well.
She's just automatic. It says cooked but cooled.
What?
Cooked but
hot
cooled.
Hot chips need to be hot.
Well, yeah, you want to have cold chips and cold mashed potato.
I don't think chips are necessarily the vegetable side of the healthy part of it.
Well, whoever's writing this is a fucking idiot.
Mashing with some butter or oil will reduce their glycemic load, GL. Although the best way to serve them is cooked but cooled or serve cold in a vinaigrette dressing, which can cut the GL from 90 to 56%.
Well, they try. Is this like a healthy way to eat?
Yeah.
I thought you said, okay, well.
Mushrooms. Oh, I completely mushrooms.
Do not eat them. They're fungus. They grow between toes and on trees and we're not in the war.
That's their magic.
I don't
eat them. They're but cooked.
Great.
Spinach.
Wait, what's the answer for mushrooms? What's the answer?
Oh, sorry, cooked.
Yuck.
Yeah. Spinach.
Wilted.
Spammy.
Is that the only thing that you wilted?
What?
Raw.
Is that the only thing you wilt?
Yeah.
Well, Dane?
Penis? Wilted?
Garlic, onions.
Hang on, you need to give the answers, Ralph. Come on, people are listening.
Cooked.
What?
Spinach cooked.
Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, you're a salad.
Pardon?
In a salad.
Salad.
Garlic, onions. Cooked or raw?
Garlic onions.
Garlic / onions.
Cooked.
Oh,
raw.
But I love raw onions.
Best eaten raw. What is wrong with these people?
Delicious.
Mm.
Asparagus. Cooked or raw?
Cooked.
Yep.
Peppers, as in capsicum.
Capsicum.
Mm, yep. More palatable cooked.
Yeah, I cooked.
Raw. Broccoli.
Cooked.
Oh, it's got a stronger flavour cooked.
Raw.
Yeah, yep.
I did not know you could eat broccoli raw.
Yeah.
Cauliflower.
Cooked. I prefer it cooked.
Yeah.
Raw. Yeah. Did not know. There you go. That's our contribution to society.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks. So
before I get to the list of questions, have we got anything from Netflix, Dane?
What have I watched?
Well, a little bit left to centre. I'm a doco nerd, and I'm a bit of a I like ancient culture, so Ancient Apocalypse is good.
Started Yellowstone. That's on Stan, though. Obviously, three episodes through that.
Yeah.
Like I said last week, I watched the first 25 minutes of season one, episode one, thinking it was the new series.
At no point in this did you go, this seems familiar.
Nah, about 25 minutes in, I was like, no, it was because it was so long ago.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck. And I was like, so they really need to do a recap because I've got no idea what's going on. Then they looked a bit different. Beth didn't have the scar on her face. I was like, fuck, if they jump forward, they look younger. And something happened. I was like, fuck, this. I have to be watching an earlier season. And then, yeah, it was season one, episode one. 25 minutes in, I got.
You'll never get that 25 minutes back. And as a parent.
I will never get this fucking 25 minutes back either.
26.
Neither will people listen to this.
Yeah. Nothing. Gangs of London, I just finished that. That's extremely violent, not very nice.
Is it good to watch, though?
Yeah, but yeah.
It was a violence for the sake of it.
Oh, it's about gangs and. Yeah, it's bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nothing jumps off the page.
FIFA Doco, I don't mind.
You haven't started that yet, mate. I don't have fucking enough time. Mate,
you're busy.
For all these people to think I do nothing every day, like. I can't squeeze in as much TV as I could. I could probably, because the basketball, I'm usually watching the NFL or the basketball. So that takes one or two games. Then it gets to like 3 o'clock. Then I've got to pick Tate up at four. So I get like an hour in.
The day's gone before you know it.
Exactly. And then at night, there's only so much shit we're allowed to watch because it gives Taylor nightmares. So I have to watch something happy. We know. Oh, we actually just started watching that serial, the Adnan. I know it's been around forever, but the case against Adnan Syed, whatever his name is.
Syed, yeah.
You know the serial. He got out last couple of months ago. He was in jail for 20 years or something. So we just started watching that doco. But that's been out forever.
Did I say Belfast? By the way, Belfast, good movie. Worth a look.
My internet's just dropped out, so it's gone. But you might want to move to Saudi, because after their win last night, King Salman of Saudi Arabia has just declared tomorrow a public holiday so that everyone can go home and celebrate.
That's good. Pretty good. What have I got on tomorrow? I've got a bit on tomorrow. I've got to babysit. And then actually doing some – got a work meeting. Yeah, flat out.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, right. Listener questions, please. Yes. I've been waiting
for
weeks.
Oh, by the way, have you cancelled the boat cruise?
I haven't yet.
No. So people are coming?
People are coming.
All right. How do they get tickets?
Eventbrite. We'll talk off
all here. All the work you do, you think people need to support you a bit more?
You would think so.
Come on, people.
Because we'd be fucked otherwise without you.
I agree.
As was obvious. By the way,
I said Eventbrite.
I'll put the link up.
Well, people just fucking gave us the website.
I'm trying to, but my phone's not
okay. We'll post it on underneath the Twitter and the Instagram.
Yeah, we'll post it. Here it is. Event.
Is it on the link on our web pages?
It's on. It's in our bio.
We have a website.
Yeah, we have a website.
Do we?
Hang on. Do we have?
Why do we have a website?
Yes, we have a website.
Well, what's on it that we need to have?
The podcast, the merchandise store where people buy all our shit merch from.
Okay, there you go. I did not know that.
Eventbrite. If you just search Swanee and Friends Live. You can find them there. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. From Brent, when's Dane fighting Nathan Brown?
Next time I see him. It's on site.
There you go there, Sam. Just trying to look at things.
Oh, just our guest has arrived.
Oh, she's arrived. All right. Well, we'll get through it. Just tell her we'll get through this quickly. From Ben, how do I get fucked up at the work Christmas party but do it in a way to climb the ladder?
You got a
corporate ladder.
Well, you got to find the right person to climb. You know what I mean?
That is very true.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or
yeah, it's a huge game of snakes and ladders. You don't want to fucking roll a dice and fall on a snake if you're gonna.
Or do you?
Well, then you go scooting down to the bottom.
That's good for you.
Thank you.
So you got to find the right person to climb.
Or get someone who is higher than you to get fucked up with you.
Yeah.
So you've got something on him.
Her. Exactly.
Person.
Yeah.
Them, they.
Yeah. Get him in the tallest or some bad thing. Yeah.
Well,
flat out blackmail. Never hurt anyone.
Well, the thing is, it's not blackmail if you don't hold it against them, but they know you could.
Exactly.
If they've done it with you, it's not blackmail.
Wow. They're way, yeah. Wow.
And I'm worth listening to because I've only been sacked from 17 media jobs. Careful responsibly.
Failing upwards is a good thing.
From Mia, what side of the crunchy do you eat first?
What side?
Yeah.
They both look identical.
That's what I would think. Is there a bottom to a crunchy? I suppose, yeah.
There is.
Well,
because Polly Waffle's the round one, isn't it?
I eat the side that I open the packet of. So whichever side I open it, I just squeeze it out and I go from there.
Profound.
From Jezza, is it wrong to pocket some shit from Bunnings?
Yes, Jezza.
Absolutely not. I think Bunnings are going okay. I'm not sure they're going to miss a couple of loose nails.
Let's not condone stealing. That's the wrong
attitude.
Let's not condone it.
And do you reckon the reason they have so many elderly workers is to put people off pocketing something? Going, it's like
I think it's complete opposite. So I can outrun her. She's not catching me.
Exactly.
Moira's not catching me.
From Sporter. To the only Dr. Swan whose medical opinion we can trust, why are people still getting testing for COVID?
Fuck if I know. We just had that discussion before. I've got no idea why. I don't know why you test something that's not real. So it's gone. Until Dan wins the election, then we'll probably have to wear masks again.
That's it.
I tested because someone who's just got a week-old baby that has access to my son. I didn't want to give it to him. Plus,
you've had a week-old baby?
No. Okay. Our friends, they've close nearby, and Noah and Murphy play together a lot. I just didn't want to pass that on to a week-old baby. That's
from J-Cav, not a question or relevant, but props to Ralphie. Keep going with the push-ups. Thank you.
Keep going, Ralphie. Yeah. How's your wrist?
Yeah, the right was bulging. Well, this is the age where you know you're really getting old when you're doing your risk for not that. Phil from Flemington, is Sam going to pick up Swanee from the premiership celebrations to make sure he's on the boat?
Fuck, if that's what it takes, I'll get him there.
So we're still.
I'm going to Perth for the test against the Windies, and I'm flying in with Noah that morning for the boat.
Wait there. Have you got the Cricket Australia rort that actually flies you around the country?
Mm. I didn't get Adelaide, but I got Perth, yeah. Yeah, I would have been nice to get Adelaide, a couple of day-nighters.
Well, you go to Perth to see your family.
But that's right, I get to go.
So you prefer to go to Adelaide and not see your family. No, that's great. So you'd rather go to Adelaide
Both were on the table, but I only got Perth.
Okay.
From By George, when a train goes past, how do you work out if it's driving forward or if it's in reverse?
Where the people are sitting. Where the driver is.
Yeah, well, glad you cleared that up.
From Sean.
It's like a plane. Trains are like planes, aren't they? They all sit the one way.
No, Dane. When was the last time you were on a train?
Fucking, oh, mate.
You could sit both ways on a train.
You caught a tram 3 years ago.
What do you mean? That would feel weird.
Hang on, what about taking Tate on a train?
Why would I do that?
Because he's your son. It's part of a life experience.
I've got a car.
Take your son on a train. Choo-choo.
No. All kinds of scallywags on the train.
That would be very Insta-worthy and you could stay relevant.
Yeah. Instagram's drying up.
Do you know that's something you could do like a nuns. With Tate? Like literally a day. Just catch the train somewhere. To the zoo, Dane.
Straight through the keeper. From R.W. Cooper, will there be kick-ons at the Albion after the boat party? Keen to see yous there.
There may be.
There's been no chance of me. I might actually take floaties just so I can leave early. From Dowie, Dane not having made an audible version of his book. Tell her to come in. That's all right. Tell her to come in.
If you'd like me to.
From G.
Everyone in Australia's already got it, though, so I doubt how. No one's left to read it.
What?
It was that big a seller.
My wife's book turned up. A German hardback cover of my wife's book. I'm thinking, what's bigger odds, me actually surviving given what my grandparents went through, or it being written in German?
Dunker.
Be fair to say, that was a different team. Ralphie, what's the best undies for a small man with a big package? Can only help with the first part. And finally, where is it? From Noble. What's the worst thing you can tell your wife during sex? Where you are.
I'll be
home
soon.
Where you are and who you're with.
Yeah.
Get the drum out.
Oh, God.
There it is.
There we go.
Are we done? Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.